Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, 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 and amen, amen, and amen. Top of the morning to you, and welcome to the Life Where Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is Lord. This is a day that the Lord God, he has made. Glory be to God. And we shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, and God's name is greatly to be praised. Amen. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. We welcome each and every one of you to our early morning services. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Amen. And keep coming back. Amen. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I want to turn your attention this morning to the book of Matthew, chapter number 5, verse number 13. And it reads as thus, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. We are teaching from a subject on this morning, shine as the lights of this world. Shine as the lights of this world. Amen. Beloved, over the last couple of days, amen, we have been comparing light and darkness, amen, in God's word, amen, to reveal God's thoughts, amen, pertaining to darkness and those who live in darkness, amen. And his desire for those to come out of darkness, amen, and to live where he is, and to live in him. Glory be to God, because the Bible tells us, amen, that he is the Father of lights. Glory be to God. Daniel chapter 2, verse 22 reads, he reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. He is fully aware. He is fully aware, beloved. The darkness blinds us. We cannot see in darkness unless we come in with some type of special equipment. This 5G affords people to see in darkness, which is a good thing when it pertains to our firemen and going into those burning houses, dark houses, situations, dark holes, amen. But beloved, amen, the Bible tells us that light dwells with him. Amen. Glory be to God. We also read in St. James chapter number 1, verse number 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. So only is light in him. He is the Father of lights. Glory be to God. The same way the Bible tells us that Satan is the father of lies. Call Satan a liar and the father of lies. Our God is the Father of lights. Now that's some good news. That's some good news because we see two fathers, one with a capital F, one with a small F. The father with the capital F is the Father of lights. The father with the small F is the father of darkness, because lies represent nothing but darkness. There's no truth and no light in a lie. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, amen, we want to thank God for the light. St. John, amen, chapter number 1 and verse number 15, amen. And I hope that you're writing these scriptures down, amen, because we come to learn. Amen, we come to learn. Glory be to God. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We ought to be coachable. Amen. Glory be to God. St. John chapter 1, verse 15 says this. It says, I apologize. I went to James. Let me go over here. Okay. In the book of St. John, amen, chapter 1, it tells us that, amen, that in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. You see that? In Jesus was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Now that's a terrible state to be in. That's a terrible state to be in, beloved. Can you imagine light shining, amen, and you can't see? I mean, the light is shining. That means that you are certified blind in the spirit. Because if you take a naturally blind person and you put them in the light, they can't see the light. They can't see the light because they're blind. Well, here it is in the spirit, same thing. And you know you're blind when the lights are on and you can't see. Glory be to, they could not comprehend, amen, glory be to God. And so it goes on to tell us in verse number 7, it says, hallelujah, this man came for, now we're speaking about, amen, John the Baptist, this man came for a witness to bear witness of that light that all through him might believe. Glory be to God. Father, the Lord is our light and our salvation. He is the light. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we have to be very, very careful, though, because every time if we think we see the light, amen, or think that we see people, amen, of the light, and I saw them, and they had all this light around them, and I know they from God. You got to be really careful. The Bible tells us to be as wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove. Why? Because the devil himself can disguise himself as an angel of light. 2 Corinthians chapter number 11, verse number 4. For if he who, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 4, Let me see. I think that's where it is. Amen. But it's Satan can disguise himself as an angel of light. Oh, yeah, 2 Corinthians. I went to 1 Corinthians. Let me go back here. I still didn't find it. I refuse to be defeated. Just give me 1 second, probably. Scriptures, hallelujah. Second Corinthians 11:14. Okay, 11:14. Write that down in your notebooks on this morning. Amen. And it says this, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. So every time you see, glory be to God, somebody look like they got a little glow around them. Come on, somebody. Come on. God, what did we teach on yesterday? God would not have you to be ignorant. He would not have you be uninformed. See, glory be to God. And not only does Satan disguise himself as an angel of light, beloved, amen. And look in St. John, amen, St. John, amen, chapter number 3, and let us go down to verse number 20, and it says this, let us read verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. Excuse me. The world hates the light. They hate the light. Isn't that something? You know, you ever have like somebody sleeping and you know, somebody comes into the bedroom and turn the lights on and they, you know, they got their hands all over their face. Turn those lights off. Turn those lights on. I'm sleeping. Well, guess what? That's where the world is. The world is sleeping too. They're sleeping in what we call spiritual death. And you come turn the light on, glory be to God, and you think they would be happy to see you, but they ain't happy to see you. Because it hates the light and it prefers darkness. The world chooses darkness. That's why, beloved, amen, we see now, well, we're living in bodacious days right about now. But even today, the majority of the sin and the crime and the devastation that goes on, it goes on in the night, in the darkness. People are slipping out at night. You know what I mean? Cheating at night. See, glory be to God. But God encourages us, amen, to come to the light. Hallelujah. So that we, amen, might, he wants his light. See, it's not our light, beloved. It's God's light shining in us. God's light shining, amen, through us. Psalms 119. And verse number 105, verse number 105, okay, and it reads like this. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So if we're going to be the lights of this world, beloved, we got to get in the word. You cannot be the light without the word. Trying to be God's light without the word is trying to have a lamp without oil. Glory be to God. You don't have no batteries in here. You ain't got this thing plugged up. You just gonna put the light bulb, amen, in the little gadget and hope that it shines. Now, you got to be connected to the source. You have to be connected to a power source. And Jesus is the power. And all power belongeth to him. all power. Huh? When he snatched those keys out of Satan's hand. Glory be to God after his death. Come on. Prior to his resurrection, somewhere in between those 3 days. Jesus had all power. Come on now. Oh, hallelujah. Stay in this same chapter here and go down a little bit further to verse 130. It says, the entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Wasn't we talking yesterday about those who have no understanding? Ignorant? Glory be to God. Well, how do we reverse that? See? Glory, because, amen, of God's word. The people, first century, amen, knew that Peter and John had been with Jesus. Why? They knew because, amen, glory be to God, they knew that they had been with the word. It makes a difference. Glory be to God, because the light of God was shining in them and through them. Glory be to God. But it's done by the entrance of your word. This is why the Lord told Joshua, meditate on my word day and night, and then ye shall have good success. Good success. Boy, you're going to win. You're going to win big time. You're going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. We cannot shine outside of God's word. See, people want to shine in their own glory, you know, boast in their own, you know what I mean, decisions and, you know what I mean, and their self-pride and spiritual arrogance. It's not going to work. We're not talking about a fading light right here. We're talking about a life that's going to last forever. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So let's go back. Amen. Hallelujah to John. I think I already read this one, but I want to make sure. Let's go back over here. Amen. To John chapter number 3. And we want to look at, I know I read one. I want to read that again, and I want to read another one for you. And I'm going to write this down. Amen. John chapter number 3. Okay. Now, verse number 20 says this. All right. Okay. So I already read that 20 and 21. Everyone practicing evil hates the light because their deeds were evil. For everyone, but he who does the truth comes to the light that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. He who comes to the truth. Jesus said, I am the truth. I am the life. See? He who comes to Jesus, glory be to God. When you come to Jesus, you come to the light. See? And when you come to the light, your deeds, amen, glory be to God, will be clearly seen. You will see that you are wretched. You see that you're miserable. You see that you're a sinner. You see that you're in need of God's forgiveness, in need of God's grace and mercy. You're in need. You are nothing without him and can do nothing without him. Glory be to God. But that's because when you come to the light, you come to the truth. The truth is what it is. Glory be to God. But as long as you try to stay in darkness, you're going to try to smother up the truth. You're going to try to smother up darkness. Beloved, glory be to God. It's time for the darkness to go. We can speak to the darkness and command darkness be gone. Why? Because light has more power. God created the darkness and the light, but the light has the power. The light is more powerful than darkness. So if God is living in us, glory be to God, his light is in us, then we have the authority. We can speak to the darkness. This is why he tells us to take authority. Get some confidence in who God is and expose them, because you have that authority. Glory be to God. Light is stronger than darkness. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we read, amen, hallelujah, in 1 Peter, amen, the book of 1 Peter, amen, chapter number 2. Amen. Let us go there this morning and let us scroll down to verse number 9. But you are a chosen generation, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. My God, there's some shouting words there. God just didn't call you into his light. He called you into his marvelous light. His light is marvelous. Oh, my God, in that light is everything. Your blessings in that light. Your healing in that light. Your life is in that light. Your breakthrough is in that light. Everything is caught up in that light. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And so, hallelujah, we want to thank God that we are called into the light. Amen. Go to St. John, chapter number 8. St. John, chapter number 8. And let us scroll down to verse number 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. You see that, beloved? You can't walk in darkness and be walking with God. Now, if you're walking in darkness, you ain't walking with God. Now, look, you can try to compromise and make this thing work all you want. And use all the rhetoric with your sophisticated self. Glory be to God. It ain't going to work. It ain't going to hold. God's word will never return unto him void. You can't walk in darkness and walk with God. And if you're walking with God, you're not walking in darkness. He might take you through some dark journeys and dark roads and dark missions. See? Hallelujah. To bring him some glory for a season, but you coming up out of that thing. Glory be to God. You're walking in the light. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because that's where you've been called. That's what you've been called to. Meditate on that today. You've been called to the light. So why are you on the opposite side of the tracks? Glory be to God. Jesus, amen, clearly declared, glory be to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that he was that light. Beloved, light brings visibility. We want to thank God for light. Who, Albert Einstein, Thomas Jefferson, whoever? Look, they didn't discover no light. Amen, it's always been here. it's always been here, glory be to God. Hallelujah, thank God for light. Amen. Ephesians chapter number 5, verse number 13. Amen. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. See that? Light manifest. You trying to find something, you turn the light on. Hey, turn that light up a little bit brighter. You trying to read, turn the light up. Why? Because the brighter the light, the more better you can see. See, and beloved, people are supposed to be seeing Jesus, amen, in your life and in my life. And that light is supposed to be shining brightly because he encourages us to shine, to shine, to shine. He said, you are the light of the world. That's what the Bible tells us, beloved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're the salt of the earth. Glory be to God. You know, he said, look, don't be good for nothing. Don't be good for nothing. Why? Because if a seasoning has no flavor, it has no value. If Christians make no effort to affect the world around them, they are of little value in representing God's presence in this world. If we are too much like the world, we won't be able to help or change it. But as seasoning, we will be worthless. Don't be good for nothing. Christians should not blend in with everyone else. If we isolate ourselves from non-Christians, however, we will lose the ability to reach them. Instead, we should influence others in a positive way, just as seasoning brings out the best flavor in food. The salt of the world, the light of the world. Beloved, glory be to God, you can't hide a city that is sitting on top of a hill. Its light at night can be seen for miles. And if we live for Jesus, we will glow like lights, shining brightly with his love. Many who are living in spiritual darkness will be attracted by our light and want to step into it. Jesus' light always reveals truth. Truth. It comes to reveal the truth. Glory be to God. See, sometimes you got to be, your lie has to be exposed so you can know, amen, of if you know what the lie is, then you can find out what the truth is. The light comes to expose, amen, and to bring forth and reveal the truth. So in my closing on this morning, beloved, we hide our lights by several ways that we hide our lights. Write this down. Come back. Listen to the replay. Amen. Get it good. Get it in you. We hide our lights by, number one, being quiet when we should speak. That's how we started out earlier this week. Open your mouth and say something. Expose them. Well, the Lord said be quiet. No, this ain't the time to be quiet right here. Go ahead, be the God. Number two, going along with the crowd. Everybody else doing it, I might as well do it too. Wrong answer. Your light is not shining. Number three, denying God's truth. For we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation, unto everyone that believeth. Number four, letting sin dim our light. Because sin will dim your light. It is a light dimmer. You hear what I'm saying? And you turn around and your light be out. You have no oil in your lamp whatsoever. Number five, not explaining our light to others. See, afraid to testify. Making excuses, you know, why we can't have dialogue and, you know, share the love of God and give our testimony. Always backing up, backing out, pushing somebody else up. Your light is not shining. You are disobeying God's commandment. If you are disobeying God's commandment, you are in sin. And the wages of sin is death. Last but not least, beloved, amen, when we ignore the needs of others. We cannot ignore the needs of others. Okay? You have an obligation, amen, to do good unto all men, especially those who are the household of faith. The first thing you got to do is you got to pray for them. See? And then after you pray, whatever else God tells you to do. Whatever God tells you to do, and God's not going to change his mind. If God told you to do it, I know you hoping God's going to change his mind because God told you to do something you don't want to do. You don't want to go that far. You don't want to give that much. Huh? Glory be to God. But you got to do it because God don't change his mind. And you're allowing your light to shine that God can be glorified and you can be blessed. Glory be to God. We are blessed by allowing our lights to shine. See? Hallelujah. The more we glorify the King, Jesus says, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. It's not you. Don't get it. Don't fall into deceit. Don't fall into arrogance. It's not you. You don't have a light. Your light was out. This is what your born-again experience was all about. Glory be to God. Your light has been kindled. And that light grows and shines brighter the more time you spend with God and walk in the Spirit. Glory be to God. Remember when Moses turned around and saw the bush was burning, but not consumed? That's how God wants us to be. Glory be to God, hallelujah, shining brighter and brighter. Beloved, we must be a beacon of truth. And I want to encourage each and every one of you today. Don't shut your light off from the rest of the world. Don't shut it off. We know when we go to bed at night, well, some people do, some people don't. Some people sleep with the lights on, all right? But when you sleep with the lights on, it disrupts your sleep, okay? That's proven. You got to get out of that fear, okay? You got to turn them lights out. If you need a little light, put a little night light in the corner, get one of them plug-ins or something. Don't be sleeping with no bright lights on. Don't be sleeping with that television on. Why? Because spirits travel through television waves. Yeah, demon spirits travel through television waves, internet waves, radio waves. Woo! Glory be to God. And we turn our lights out at night, beloved. But we can't flip the switch in our spiritual walk. You can't flip and turn the lights on and off when you feel like it. Amen. Glory be. Let us get in the light. Amen. Walk in the light. Amen. Remember when we was coming up, some of you, amen, I heard that this generation here, they don't really know that much about the scriptures and the old songs that we used to sing because they don't go to church. Parents don't take them to church, don't take them to Sunday school, don't take them to church school. So this generation here is really at a disadvantage. You see why we got to pray and step in as mentors and help somebody. But the song says, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in my neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine. All in my church home, I'm gonna let it shine. All in my workplace, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We confess every sin of omission and commission. Father God, we repent in the areas where our lights have been dimming. Father God, we are not keeping fuel to the fire. And your word is that fuel, Father. And so, Father, we pray today that you would help us to help ourselves and give us a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. Father God, that we might stay close to you, spend time in your word, spend time in prayer, and practice, Father, that which you have taught us to do. And as the Holy Spirit leads us, we say thank you. And we bless you even right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord today. Amen. It's offering day here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. We want to thank you, amen, for your financial support, amen, to this ministry to help us, amen, to continue to move forward. Your financial support is equivalent to you putting petroleum, amen, gasoline in the automobile. See, this ministry is the automobile, but it can't run without gasoline because it takes money to do ministry. So that means if the automobile has to get to the mission, and if you put the gasoline in the automobile, that means you get the same rewards. You get the same rewards. Pastor Bradford and those men and women, they doing a good job. Well, you support this ministry financially, you doing a good job too. Same crowns we get, you going to get. Because you help make it possible. Amen. And so we thank God, amen, for you. Amen. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Hit the connect button there. Amen. Glory be to God. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. Life, L-I-F-E, Word Jesus. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461. Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. And we thank God for your giving. Amen. Glory be to God. Give and it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Amen. And to God be praise. Okay, we're gradually making some changes. Amen. Glory be to God. We will not be here tomorrow. We will not be here tomorrow, but we'll be here on Sunday. Same time. Amen. 6 a.m. 6 a.m. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Even God took one day. God didn't take one day because he was tired, but God took one day because he was finished. Remember that. Glory be to God. So let us, we've been fed good all this week. Come on back at 9 o'clock tonight. Amen for the praise party. Put your praise in. Amen. Hallelujah. Give God some glory. Meditate on what you learn. Pull your notebook out. Pull your Bibles out. Amen. And get to work. Get to work. Start practicing. You want to know why they call your doctor a practicing physician? Because he has to practice. Now, he done went to school. She done went to school for 8 years, 10 years, whatever. They staying in school not going to make them a doctor. They have to get out here now in the world and practice what they learn. You sitting around just hearing and getting fed all week is not going to make you a Christian. But when you get out here and start practicing, huh? God said, be a hearer and a doer. Be a hearer and a doer. Amen. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not come to pass. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow, and we say thank you. Meet us, Father God, at the prayer altar today. Father God, hallelujah, the praise party tonight. Hallelujah, and we say thank you for the goodness of the Lord and the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and adds no sorrow to it. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We nullify it. We cancel it. We destroy it in Jesus' name. And we decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Amen. Love you.
Thank you for waking.